Numismatics. This is the story of Arrow and Branch Winery in Napa Valley, California, written by Lisa Parati Brown for The Wine Palette. In Napa Valley, many wineries grow from family land or farming heritage. Arrow and Branch began differently. Founded by Steve Contursi and Shianne Contursi, the boutique estate grew from decades of wine collecting and a deep admiration for the great right bank wines of Bordeaux. What started as a collector's pursuit gradually evolved into a Napa winery focused on Cabernet Franc-driven blends from sites in the Oak Knoll District and Coombsville. Yet the Contursis' path to Napa began far from vineyards, in the rare coin trade. The origins of Arrow and Branch lie not in viticulture, but in numismatics. Steve Contursi built an international reputation as a rare coin dealer long before entering the wine industry, and the winery's name references the iconic American eagle, clutching arrows, and an olive branch, a symbol commonly found on U.S. coinage. During this time, Steve traveled extensively across the United States to attend conventions and auctions. That life on the road proved to be an unlikely gateway to fine wine. During the mid-1970s through the early 2000s, while traveling the rare coin convention circuit, I would be on the road 20 to 30 times a year, Steve recalls. That is a lot of dining out. It was during these dinners that a colleague introduced him to the world of great wine. One particular bottle proved transformative. Once he introduced me to 1978 Louis Jadot Chevalier Montrachet Les Demoiselles, Tanqueray and tonics were forever in my past, Steve says. Then drinking and collecting serious Bordeaux and Burgundy really kicked into full force. I was forever hooked on these incredible wines. Another formative influence came from wine educator Professor Bipin Desai, who deepened Steve's appreciation for the great wines of France. Then drinking and collecting serious Bordeaux and Burgundy really took off, Steve explains. When Steve met Shan, the passion quickly became shared. Once Shan and I met in the mid-1980s, she immediately joined me in the passion for great wines and enjoying wonderful restaurants throughout the U.S. and France, he says. A pivotal moment came in 1986, when Desai arranged a trip to Bordeaux. Jean-Michel Cazes personally drove us throughout Bordeaux to meet many of the great vintners of that era for 3 days, Steve recalls. It was a trip we can never repeat or ever forget. Over the decades that followed, the couple built a serious cellar of Bordeaux and Burgundy. But the transition from collectors to producers would not come until many years later. By the early 2000s, the Contursis began visiting California wine country more frequently. Being fully indoctrinated into the wine scene, we started visiting Sonoma and Napa, Steve says. As our children grew older, we began searching for a family vacation spot we could visit regularly. All roads led us to Napa. Their search began in 2007, during the early stages of the financial downturn. The couple worked with a local realtor to tour properties that matched a simple vision, a house surrounded by vines. We were looking for something simple with vines in full view, Steve says. One property in Coombsville captured their attention immediately, though it was initially outside their budget. Ultimately, the final property we viewed and completely fell in love with was beyond our budget, Steve recalls. But our realtor encouraged us to submit an offer because the market was shifting. The property's previous owner turned out to be winemaker Tony Soder, who had planted Cabernet Franc vines there in 1989. The residence was surrounded by several acres of Cabernet Franc vines, Steve explains. Tony had been producing a Cabernet Franc called Little Creek from those grapes. Tasting that wine proved decisive. We sampled the wine. It was delicious and very much our style, Steve says. It reminded us of Right Bank Bordeaux. The vineyard would become Little Creek Vineyard, the foundation of the Arrow and Branch project. The couple initially debated whether to sell their grapes or produce wine themselves. In 2008, we chose to produce our own wine, Steve says. The decision marked the beginning of Arrow and Branch's first vintage, anchored by a Bordeaux-inspired blend sourced largely from their Coombsville vineyard. Their early team included winemaker Helen Keplinger and respected Napa vineyard manager Mike Wolf. But their introduction to the wine business came with immediate challenges. In April 2008, Napa experienced its worst frost in 40 years, Steve recalls. We lost 80% of our initial crop, a challenging welcome to the wine industry. Despite the difficult start, the project continued to grow. Jennifer Williams joined as winemaker in 2011 and has led the winemaking program ever since. From the outset, Arrow and Branch's stylistic inspiration has come from the great wines of Saint-Emilion. Shan and I always loved the complexity, structure, and aromatics of Saint-Emilion wines, especially Cheval Blanc and Aussonne, Steve says. The couple had been collecting Bordeaux for decades. Thanks to Professor Desai's influence, we began purchasing Bordeaux futures by the case starting with the 1978 vintage, Steve explains. Over the years, we've cherished opening bottles from vintages spanning 1982 to 2005 and seeing how they evolve. That admiration naturally led to Cabernet Franc becoming central to Arrow and Branch's identity. So, purchasing a home with proven Cabernet Franc vines on the property was extremely exciting to us, Steve says. The winery eventually introduced its first single varietal Cabernet Franc bottling in 2015, further cementing the grape's importance to the brand. Arrow and Branch's vineyard story now spans two distinct Napa Valley sites. The original Coombsville property remains dedicated to Cabernet Franc. According to winemaker Jennifer Williams, the site possesses ideal conditions for the variety. Our Coombsville vineyard is dedicated to Cabernet Franc, she explains. We have three different clones growing here, and the oldest plantings are about 40 years old. The site benefits from both well-drained soils and a cooling maritime influence. This site is unique because it has very well-drained soils and enjoys bay breezes from the San Pablo Bay, Williams says. That combination allows the fruit to ripen fully and early while preserving the aromatics and flavors that make Cabernet Franc so special. In 2020, the Contursis purchased a second estate property in the Oak Knoll District AVA. The vineyard sits on a broad alluvial fan and contains roughly 5 acres of Cabernet Sauvignon vines planted about 25 years ago. Oak Knoll has the most land from alluvial fans of any AVA in Napa, Williams notes. Our estate vineyard is on the southernmost fan, which provides deep but weathered soils. These soils encourage deep root development and moderate vine vigor. That allows the vines to grow full root systems under conditions of limited vigor, she says. The result is fruit that is concentrated and flavorful. Williams believes Oak Knoll remains one of Napa Valley's most underappreciated districts. Oak Knoll might be underestimated as an AVA, she says. It has a lot of future potential for stunning Cabernet. In the cellar, Arrow and Branch seeks a stylistic balance between Old World structure and Napa Valley ripeness. Our goal is to make wines that are classic and age-worthy, Williams says. We want them to have an Old World feel while also showcasing the ripeness that Napa's sunny climate provides. Achieving that balance requires careful vineyard and cellar work. It's a balancing act we achieve by allowing the wine some structure, she explains. We work both in the vineyard and the winery to preserve fruit purity and freshness. For many years, Arrow and Branch operated as a virtual winery, producing wines at custom crush facilities. That changed following the Contursis acquisition of a 10-acre Oak Knoll District vineyard, later renamed Lady Liberty Vineyard, which included an existing winery permit. Construction on a dedicated facility began in the early 2000s, with the new winery designed as a collaborative space for small artisan producers. The project reflects a broader trend in Napa toward shared, high-end production environments that allow boutique brands to maintain quality while controlling costs. By mid-2024, the facility had opened in time for harvest, offering both production and hospitality space. Winemaker Jennifer Williams played an active role in designing the winery's production systems. "My intention was to create a space where we can reliably make wines of the highest caliber every year, regardless of Mother Nature's variability," she says. "Several technical features will help ensure consistency. Some of my favorite features are small, dedicated pumps on each tank for pump overs at any time of day, a flex room where we can heat or chill extra tanks or barrels, and tanks designed to accommodate different volumes," Williams explains. "The stakes are high to deliver the best wines to our customers every year, not just when the vintage is easy." The Contursis are now expanding the winery and tasting room. "We received approval to add additional fermentation and barrel rooms, as well as a 7,000 square foot hospitality space," Steve says. The new structure will feature a two-story stone building designed to integrate production and hospitality. "The second floor will overlook the tasting room and offer views into the barrel halls," Steve explains. "There will also be an outdoor terrace and private tasting spaces. The goal is to create an intimate, welcoming environment for guests. We want a warm, home-like space designed to provide elevated experiences," he says. For the Contursis, Arrow and Branch remains deeply personal. "What began as a passion for collecting Bordeaux and Burgundy eventually evolved into a Napa Valley winery rooted in those same ideals. Enjoying the nuances of wine and food remains a pleasure in our daily lives," Steve says. "And it's something we now pass down to our 5 children." Arrow and Branch stands apart as a fusion of numismatic heritage, Right Bank inspiration, and singular Napa Valley vineyards. For the Contursis, the project remains less about scale than about crafting wines that reflect both place and personal passion, much like the rare coins that first inspired the winery's name.